In astronomy, we rely heavily on visual information. Images from telescopes, graphs of light curves, plotted orbits, spectra, and diagrams. Most of the ways we understand astronomy today are shown through these two-dimensional formats. It's almost always something we look at, but vision is only one way of interpreting information. From quantum physics to the largest structures in the universe, the underlying reality is governed by motion, frequency, and structure. The mathematics that define orbits and light waves also describes oscillation and rhythm. This project investigates what develops when these quantitative sequences, foundational to astronomy, are translated into three-dimensional forms and into sound, creating an additional way to engage with astronomical data. This process is called sonification. Sonification is a conversion of physical, numerical, or visual data into sound. This works because sound is interpreted through frequency, amplitude, and timing, properties that are already abundant throughout astronomy. Orbital periods can be represented as rhythm, wavelength as pitch, velocity as modulation, and distance as spatial positioning. The spectral data used to color astronomical structures represent its physical properties and elements, and those same values can instead be assigned to sound, allowing for an auditory interpretation of the same information. To explore these ideas, I use mathematical modeling tools such as the Desmos 3D calculator, along with publicly available data from sources like NASA. The colors assigned to interpret wavelengths are reassigned into sound parameters, allowing dynamic three-dimensional structures constructed from equations to be experienced audibly. By routing these equations through sound production software, changes in position, velocity, and scale are directly mapped onto sound, creating a multi-sensory representation of these astronomical systems. In this way, the motion of astronomical objects becomes something we can perceive through sound. Doppler shifts are used to determine whether an object is moving toward or away from Earth. When a star or galaxy moves towards us, its light shifts to a shorter wavelength, known as a blue shift. When it moves away, the wavelengths stretch into a red shift. This is typically observed as small shifts in spectral lines on a graph. The same effect is familiar, though, in sound. A passing siren has a higher pitch as it approaches and a lower pitch as it moves away. That change in pitch is the Doppler effect. When applied to astronomy, this allows redshift and blueshift to be represented as pitch changes. In techniques like the Doppler-Waffle method, small repeating shifts in a star's motion caused by an orbiting planet can be translated into subtle oscillations in sound, where the rate reflects the orbital period and the magnitude relates to the planet's mass. Activating multiple senses in the interpretation of information can deepen our insight. Research suggests that people often recall sounds more readily than abstract numbers. By learning about astronomical structures, we can develop a clearer understanding of the behavior within these systems. Dr. Wanda Diaz-Merced, a blind astrophysicist who has worked with NASA, uses sound in her research. Her work demonstrates how sonification can serve as both an accessibility tool and a practical method for identifying patterns in complex data. It can reveal details that may even be difficult to detect visually and expands access to astronomical information. On my website, www.peppersghost.io, I go further into this approach, including how spectral analysis is used to interpret light from distant stars and galaxies through sound. These equations describe the universe through structured behavior, and that behavior can be interpreted audibly. www.peppersghost.io. Music written and produced by Kenny Mihalich. Western Slope Skies is produced by the Colorado Mesa University Astronomy Club, the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition, and KVNF Community Radio. This feature was written and voiced and sound recordings by Matthew Harrington.
To hear more Western Slopes Guys episodes, subscribe to the Western Slopes Guys podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.